Kevin Smith, one of the Republican GOP U.S. Senate candidates, joins us live. GMI Studios, former Londonderry town manager, joins us. How are you, Kevin?
Hey, Jack. I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. I wanted to get your comment on the, now as a Republican running in the Senate, I know you're probably not going to be pro Joe Biden this morning. Senator Hassan and Chris Pappas and others will be there on hand. I think the Governor Chris Sununu was going to greet the president, as he customary does, regardless of who the president is. My point is, the president of the United States is going to the Port Authority in downtown Portsmouth when you're heading, depending on where, if you know the salt pile or just outside of town, the big Port Authority. I think there's a project he's going to be talking about as part of the infrastructure bill. It dawned on me, you were the former head of the Pease Development Authority in the ports. You dealt with the ports. You know a little bit about the Port Authority. Is that correct or not?
Well, Jack, I know enough about it to make me dangerous, let's put it that way. I was the chairman of the Pease Development Authority for 4 years, since 2017 when I was appointed. And so I did oversee the ports and harbors as well as the Portsmouth International Airport
during that time. And what is the president purportedly going to talk about today? Is this an old or new project he's going to be talking about?
Well, Jack, that's what's so interesting is that, you know, when I heard he was going there, first I had heard he was, you know, coming to New Hampshire to tout the infrastructure bill, and then I had heard he was going to the Turning Basin harbor dredging project, which is just about complete, and I thought, well, there's no way he can be going there to tout the infrastructure bill because that project had nothing to do with him. And in fact, that project was authorized and funded by President Trump, not by President Biden. And frankly, it was Senator Shaheen and not Senator Hassan who pushed the Army Corps to fund that particular project. So I find it very interesting that, again, the president and Senator Hassan are going to be out there kind of shamelessly promoting themselves at a project which was authorized and funded by former President Trump. And I know that, again, because of being the chairman of the PDA during that time when that project was funded.
So are you positive that he's coming to talk about that particular project? And are you saying, Kevin Smith, even though you're running as a Republican in the U.S. Senate, but as former head of the Pease Development Authority and overseeing the ports, are you saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, I'm trying to understand, that the project that the sitting president is coming to tout and talk about is part of the infrastructure bill? Are you saying it's not part of the infrastructure bill, or it is?
I'm calling BS on it because it was not a part of the infrastructure bill. And that is where he's going today. I believe that Captain Marconi, Gino Marconi, who oversees the ports and harbors, is going to be greeting him and taking him around and showing him that project. So he's going to be over there touting this infrastructure bill and how this was an investment made to dredge the harbor. And the reality is it had nothing to do with it. This is a project that, again, was authorized and funded in late 2020 before President Trump ever left office. So, you know, this to me is just the height of political theater and political gimmickry. And, but that's what we get out of our politicians today, Jack. There's no authenticity anymore. It's just shameless self-promotion, and they're promoting a project that he had nothing to do with.
Now, Democrats, or the state Democrat Party, points out that Maggie Hassan is outraising you and your Republican challenges in this primary, not by a little, but a lot, maybe 10 times as much in the last quarter. Are you raising enough money to be successful? And do you think other big names are going to jump into this primary on the Republican side if you had to say yes or no today?
Yeah, Jack, I'm very happy where we are right now in terms of raising money. You know, we had a great first quarter, $410,000 in 9 weeks. None of that was PAC money, by the way. Maggie Hassan, I mean, she's got the power of the incumbency. She's raising a lot of money from PACs and outside money. You just have to look at her finance reports. We are going to be extremely competitive in this race. I feel very good that we're going to win the primary and that we're going to have a very competitive race against Senator Hassan because people are sick and tired, again, of inauthentic politicians who just parade around doing political theater when it's an election year, whether it's her going to the border, calling for new drilling at home now, or promoting a project that was funded by the Trump administration calling it part of this infrastructure package. It just goes to show how out of touch she is with the state of New Hampshire. So, yeah, Jack, I feel very comfortable. We're going to be very competitive in this race.
Kevin Smith, Republican, GOP, U.S. Senate candidate. Thank you for joining us as we go into the noon hour here. Good morning, New Hampshire, 9 to noon. Stay tuned for the news at noon. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Jack.